we must give credit for the Fort Fisher concept to Jimmy LeBlanc, a most energetic and remarkable businessman of Waco, who was very much interested in the Texas Rangers. Jimmy came to me back in about 67 with an idea of approaching the Department of Public Safety in Austin with a proposition whereby if we could get the city of Waco to build them a new building down on the banks of the Brazos and have a part of it for the headquarters for Company F, Texas Rangers, which was headquartering in some rather ineffective, inadequate facilities way out on Franklin Avenue, would they be willing to let us make a Texas Ranger Museum in an area in the same building next to it and memorialize the Texas Rangers in that museum? I told him I thought it was a grand idea and I would help every way I could. Together we came up with the idea that it would be very near the site where the first settlement of Waco was attempted in 1837 by a company of Texas Rangers under Captain Tommy Barron, who were sent up here from down on the falls of the Brazos to establish a frontier outpost here, and it was named Fort Fisher after the Republic of Texas Secretary of War, William S. Fisher.